Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the final daily practice of this week. I hope you're having a beautiful Friday so far. And I really hope you've been able to tackle and start moving through one of the things that you've been struggling with lately. Hopefully getting some things off of your plate and just feeling a little bit lighter overall.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Today, since our true intention for the week really was to look for peace, right? We want to solve an obstacle or solve a problem that's been keeping us from peace. I want you to gift yourself a practice of peace today. And we all have very different ways for how we approach and actually are able to arrive at that genuine feeling of being at peace. For some of us, it's our meditation practice. We go into something really quiet and gentle. We have that silent time just for ourselves to really anchor in, to settle our thoughts in our mind. And that is the most peaceful thing we could imagine. But for some of us, or at some other times, that quiet place isn't the most direct journey toward peace. If our nervous system is feeling really frazzled, if we are feeling dysregulated, if we are frustrated, angry, dealing with big emotions or big energies that are stuck in our bodies, chances are just sitting down and closing our eyes might make us feel less at peace and more frustrated and more stressed because we suddenly have that time to really notice what is happening inside of us. So the practice I want to offer us today is going to sound a little bit crazy, okay? It's going to sound a little bit nuts, but for me, it's just a really beautiful doorway to peace. We are going to do the meditating, the quiet, you know, minutes of silence and being in our bodies and focusing on the breath. But before we do that, we're going to let something out. And the way we're going to go about this, I call this the sacred scream. Have you ever been so frustrated or feeling so overwhelmed that you just want to yell? But you don't because you're an adult and, you know, you've been raised to be polite and to behave. And obviously we don't just scream randomly in our day. Like that sounds like a really strange thing to do. That feeling of just wanting to scream or wanting to yell is an actual primal need that we have. It's a sign that there is something that's built up inside of you that you just need to let go of. And now, do we want to scream at other people or yell at our partner or our kids or our friends? No, of course not. We want to find a constructive way to let some of that energy out using our voice. And there are a couple of ways that we can do this safely without causing a ruckus in our lives. And one of the ways that I love to do it is to find a quiet place in nature. So I have a lake. We live really close to a lake. I sometimes go down to the lake and I stand on the edge of the dock. I look out and I take the deepest breath I can find. And then I yell with all of my might. And I don't think too much about, is anybody listening to this? Can someone see me? I just let out that primal roar. It feels really, really good. If you have some woods that are quiet, someplace you can go, or, you know, a place in nature where you can find some solace, that primal scream is going to feel really good. If you don't, then going into your bedroom, getting under the covers in bed, and literally screaming into a pillow. I know it sounds crazy, but it's not. It sounds crazy. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But it's going to make you feel so much better. Now, if you feel like, okay, I don't feel very frustrated. I don't know if I have anything in me. Just give it a try and see what comes. Chances are it's been a while since you used your voice in that genuine way, since you really had that almost childlike ability to just throw a little tantrum and let things out without wondering or worrying about how other people are going to perceive it. So either find a quiet place in your house, yell into a pillow, and I'm talking a real scream, not just like a little, like a real scream. Find that from deep inside of yourself, or go into nature and do the same thing. And then afterwards, okay, after you've had that moment of big energy release, because it's going to be a big release of energy, find a comfortable seat, close your eyes, focus in on the breath, and spend a few minutes there in meditation, just settling your thoughts and grounding for a moment. I think you're going to enjoy this practice. I kind of know you're going to enjoy this practice because I enjoy this practice, and you're listening to this show because we resonate, I know. So enjoy the sacred scream. It's a sacred use of your voice. Get some energy out and through. And have a beautiful rest of the day. I'll be back on Monday.